Yeah, to be fair, I still feel that we're not quite fully there in terms of preparation. I said that to the players, but you know, the squads took a long time to come together. We're way behind them. No taking anything away from them. I thought they were excellent. Moved the ball really, really well. But the biggest disappointing thing for me was just how we defended crosses in the first half. You know, we'd safe possession a couple of times, giving it away, and it looked as though we lacked self-belief, which is disappointing because we played well last week at home against Inverness. You know, we just didn't ever have any sort of grip in the game. One or two boys are way behind in terms of fitness, and we've been struggling a wee bit up front. You know, and if you don't keep the ball up front, you don't link up, then you spend a lot of time defending. There's some guys in there that are, you know, just stepping up to this sort of level, you know, maybe it was a game too early for them. But I'm not trying to be too hard on the players because, you know, it's easy to criticise, you know, but what we have to do is look at ways to put it right. It's not a good competition for us. We lost 6 in the same competition last year at Falkirk. So we have to learn for today. And I said to them at half time, the first half was gone and we had to do better in the second half. And I was more pleased with the second half, not just because we lost less goals, but I thought we created a couple of chances and we started to play a wee bit better, but, you know, way short of their standards. I thought they were excellent, Nicky Clark's movement. We really struggled to handle Nicky.
Did Shane's injury as kind of signed the centre forward, is that the priority for you?
Yeah, we've been trying all summer to try and get, you know, a sort of a bigger striker. We're just about there. We just need to take the pressure off, you know, the sort of the forward line that we've got, because we're only the biggest side in the league. We have to try and strengthen where we can, and that has proved difficult. I've said it all summer, but you know, we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. What we've got to do is learn from today and try and add to the squad when we can before, you know, the league campaign, because obviously that's priority. We just these games, certainly today and Tuesday, I've always said that they would be part of the pre-season games, although they're cup games. You know, the expectations to get something out of these two games, and even probably, you know, these 5 games as well. The expectations probably, you know, you're underdogs in all 4 games. So, but what we have to do is we have to be better than disciplined and than we were today, because obviously football can punish you quite hard.
No,
with their first game, and they'll be desperate to do well and got off to a good start this season. You know, our only sort of saving grace is it's at home. We seem to be a wee bit better at home. Our home supporters will get behind us, and obviously we disappointed the ones that turned up today. They were looking forward to the season, but we recovered last year after a bad game, the result at Falkirk. And I'm sure their players will recover for this.
A big game against a Premiership club, and you know, yeah, big occasion. No, that's kind of one to look forward to, and no pressure on you, I guess.
Well, there's always pressure in games, you know, because there's, you know, the pressure in the games. You're obviously going as underdogs, so nobody's expecting you to win. But I certainly don't expect my team to lose 6 goals. So that's the pressure. The pressure's back on the players to not allow that to happen again. To go out on Tuesday night and put up a slightly better show. Not make the mistakes that they made today, and take some positives for the second half, and be brave in possession and be more creative, but equally work harder as a team.
Thanks.